Testing, testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. We're talking to Miss Helen Sprott of Penticton, BC, on August the 10th, 1977.
Miss Sprott, could you tell me a little bit about your father? You told me earlier that he had come from England. How did he come to Burnaby?
Well, my uncle, Charles Sprott, was already in Burnaby, and he came out to him with a younger brother. They were going to go into farming together. The younger brother died, so my father went on into it on his own. And from then on, he had this property in Burnaby and enlarged it, and that was it.
Mm-hmm. What had he done in England?
Well, I don't think he'd done anything, really. He'd been in the Merchant Navy, and he'd gone round the world in a sailing ship for 18 months, he and the younger brother. And they couldn't stand. My father was sick from the time he got onto the ship to the time he left. So that was finished as far as seafaring was concerned. So then they came out to Canada to the older brother.
Mm-hmm. To Charles Sprott.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And what did they do at Charles Sprott's? Did they work on his farm?
Yes, they worked on the farm. My father worked and, helped with all the farm, anything that was to be done on the farm, and I suppose learnt the farming, really, from his brother. And then when he was married in 1900, he started on his own and got his own farm going.
And you mentioned earlier that you thought your grandfather had probably...
Yes, I think he sent money out to them, and then gradually they bought more and more property. And then when my uncle died, of course, my father took his share over. And I think still my grandfather sent money out to help quite a bit, as far as I can remember. Having heard, I don't know all about it, but that's what I remember being told.
Now, the property that your father and uncle, before he died, bought, extended from what was then the Douglas Road right down to Burnaby Lake?
Yes, right down, all the way along Hazard Road, because I don't know how whether Hazard Road went down to the lake in those days, but I know it did latterly.
And how did they clear the land? Did they do it all by hand?
Well, I suppose so. They may have had horses, but that would be all.
But did your father clear the land himself?
Yes, I understand he did. I don't know, he may have had help from neighbors. You know how neighbors helped in those days. They pitched in and did help, but I think he did most of it himself.
And what of the house that's on the property that's just now being torn down?
Well, they built the first two rooms, the kitchen and bedroom, I suppose, in after 1900, because they were married in 1900, and they lived in what was called the Hazard House. Mr. Hazard had some rooms in it, and he rented them. And they lived in two rooms there until the place was built.
The Hazard House was at the corner of Hazard and
Douglas Road. Yes. Yes, that's right. And then they built those two rooms, and I suppose lived in that for couple of 3 years. I don't really know. Well, I know I was born in 1902, and the other two rooms were built then, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm. You always remember them?
Yes, I always remember that, and I know I was born in that bedroom upstairs, over the sitting room part.
And what was the house called?
Well, it was called Mayfield Farm, as far as the farm part. But when they were building it, they called it the Dovecote. I think it was a more or less a joke, really, because it was such a, you know, a small box-like place, and it just went up in the air. I think it was a joke that was really among the friends and neighbors that's what it was called. But when it was a going concern, it was called Mayfield Farm.
And can you tell us a little bit about the wing that was added?
Well, that wing that was added was put on in, about 1908, seven or eight, something, somewhere around then, for my grandmother, my mother's mother and aunt, to come and live there. They had been living in Vancouver, and they gave up the work that they were doing in Vancouver and came out and lived with us there. It was self-contained. They had all their own, you know, everything. They didn't have to do anything in our place. It was all there. They had a proper, it was proper home.
Yes. They had their own kitchen entrance.
Yes, yes, front and back entrance. And there were two bedrooms. And I don't know whether there was a bathroom or not. I really don't remember about that. I thought there was, but I'm not sure.